Welcome
to the Wiki Whack.
This is Mother's Day.
Yay, mothers.
This is Mother's Day edition.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Are you a mother?
Bridget's sick.
I have allergies. My allergies are kicking my butt today. I feel awful.
She sounds nasally.
I can't breathe through my nose.
Nope. But my name is Lucas.
And I'm Bridget.
And this is the show where we dive into Wikipedia and see where we end up.
To the realms of Wikipedia.
This is where we dive into the realms of Wikipedia and see where we end up.
Where are we going to fall today? Oh, I'll tell you because I'm the one presenting it. Ha ha.
Uh-huh.
We're going to fall into Mother's Day because it's Mother's Day. And that's how ironic we are.
Got to get a Mother's Day episode in.
For all the mothers.
Because we were talking today and we were like, why is there a Mother's Day?
So we did what any person would do when you're trying to figure out why there's a Mother's Day. We pulled out our phones and Googled it. And what was the first thing that popped up?
Wikipedia.
So we got our show topic for the night, day, afternoon. Whatever time you're listening to this, this is our show topic. If it's not Mother's Day anymore, then poo on you.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive. Mother's Day is observed by 40 plus countries worldwide.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't know how many countries are in the whole world, but 40 of them recognize it. More than 40. There's not a set date. It's many dates. And I don't know if that means worldwide or... Mother's Day is a celebration honoring the mother of the family, as well as motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated on various days in many parts of the world, most commonly in the months of March or May. Probably because March and May for mothers.
Probably not. Because it could be February.
Can't discount.
Merry Christmas.
Mocktober.
Yeah, Mocktober.
It complements similar celebrations honoring family members such as Father's Day and Sibling Days.
See, I didn't even know there was a Siblings Day.
You didn't?
No.
Siblings Day was a few weeks ago.
Why doesn't anybody celebrate that?
They do on Facebook. You celebrate everything on Facebook.
Yep. That is true.
In the United States, the celebration of Mother's Day began in the early 20th century. It's not related to the many celebrations of mothers and motherhood that have occurred throughout the world over thousands of years, such as the Greek cult to Cybele, the Roman festival of Hilaria, or the Christian Mothering Sunday celebration. In some countries, Mother's Day has become synonymous with these older traditions.
See, what were those? That one sounded weird. The cult thing. What is that?
Cybele?
Yeah, what is that?
Cybele was originally Anatolian mother goddess. She has a possible precursor in the earliest Neolithic at... some Greek word. It's got a lot of symbols above and below the letters. Where the statue of a pregnant seated goddess was found in a granary. She is Phrygia's only goddess and was probably its state deity. Her Phrygian cult was adopted and adapted by Greek colonists.
So you say deity, not deity?
Yeah, I always said deity. Yes. No, all right.
No. For sure it's deity.
I know a lot of words, but I never say words right.
Yeah, because you're not going to go on a deity.
Well.
What?
I might want to go on deity.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, her Phrygian? I don't know. Cult was adopted and adapted by Greek colonists of Asia Minor and spread from there to mainland Greece and its more distant western colonies. I don't know.
So
she's a goddess from a Greek goddess, a pregnant Greek goddess. She's the mother goddess.
Okay.
Okay.
You can go back to Mother's Day.
The modern holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. Today, St. Andrew's Methodist Church now holds the International Mother's Day Shrine.
I want to know if there's anybody that was born before 1908 and be like, well, whenever I was younger, we didn't have Mother's Day.
If they were still alive, they probably would.
Because if they were born in like 1901, we didn't celebrate Mother's Day. Why didn't I get Mother's Day?
And we turned out just fine.
See, I'm still living 150 years later.
We survived and we didn't have Mother's Day. All these shenanigans. Presents and flowers and food and crap.
Mothers. Mothers.
Her campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States began in 1905, the year her mother, Ann Reeves Jarvis, died. Ann Jarvis had been a peace activist who cared for wounded soldiers on both sides of the American Civil War and created Mother's Day work clubs to address public health issues. Anna Jarvis wanted to honor her mother by continuing the work she started, but set aside a day to honor all mothers because she believed they were all the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world.
Yeah. At least in the beginning. Like, the beginning, the moms are pretty important.
I think I did more in the beginning than I do now. Like, I mean, you had to
deliver it.
Yes.
And then breastfeed it.
Yes.
And then you don't do anything now, so. I'm just kidding.
You brush his teeth. I conveniently, like, as soon as he tells me he's got to go poop, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go do laundry. I'll be right back because I know he'll have to holler for you.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now I can be sneaky.
So, yeah, moms are pretty important in the first couple of years of their lives.
I mean, they continue to be important throughout afterwards, but, you know, obviously independence happens.
And... But, I mean, dads are pretty awesome, though.
That's true. You can do a lot of things I can't.
Mom, I love you. Love you, Mom.
Oh, you're talking to your mom.
Yep.
I thought you were acting like Bentley.
Nope.
Okay.
Cindy, Mom, I love you.
Cindy, Mom. Shelly, Mom. That just sounds too silly.
You don't love her. Mom. You just said her name.
Shelly, Mom. Because I felt like I was speaking a reggae. Shelly, Mom.
Hey, Shelly, Mom.
You're pretty awesome, Mom. Love you. Are we ready to go back to Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Okay. In 1908, the U.S. Congress rejected a proposal to make Mother's Day an official holiday, joking that they would have to proclaim also a Mother-in-Law's Day. They should have a Mother-in-Law's Day.
Why?
Because sometimes mother-in-laws are really awesome, too. Some people don't like theirs, but...
Shelly, love you.
Cindy, you're pretty awesome. Love you.
I feel like it's Mother's Day is mother-in-law's day.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Because once they become your mother-in-law, they're supposed to be like a mother to you.
And you celebrate them anyways.
Yeah. Because you share a bank account. So.
Yeah.
You're both buying gifts for them.
Mother-in-laws, we share bank accounts.
By 1911, all U.S. states observed the holiday, with some of them officially recognizing Mother's Day as a local holiday. The first being West Virginia in 1910. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designating Mother's Day, held on the second Sunday in May, as a national holiday to honor mothers. So Woodrow Wilson is the reason why we still celebrate this in our country today. Because he's the only one that gave a crap about his mama and yep. mother-in-law.
Except for Nancy.
Nancy who?
I don't know, whoever really started it.
Anna?
Anna, is that her name?
Yes, Anna Jarvis.
Anna Jarvis. She was the one that loved her mama. But then Woodrow Wilson, he actually had power to make it happen.
That's true.
Like, because presidents have power.
They try to, at least.
Yeah. But he probably got a lot of crap for it. They're like, why don't we have to celebrate mothers? All they do is stay home and cook and clean and wash the dishes. And I go out in the coal mine and I work hard all day. And they just raise 50 kids.
Well, maybe in a month we can find out when Father's Day was established as a national
probably
holiday.
Probably Nancy Reagan.
Because you're really fixated on the name Nancy right now. Please, Nancy, do something.
Nancy Reagan probably did it because she loved his daddy. Her what? Words are hard.
I know what I mean. Although Jarvis was successful in founding Mother's Day, she became resentful by the commercialization of the holiday. By the early 1920s, Hallmark Cards and other companies had started selling Mother's Day cards. Jarvis believed that the companies had misinterpreted and exploited the idea of Mother's Day, and that the emphasis of the holiday was on sentiment, not profit.
So we're not doing Anna justice by buying presents.
Do not buy your mother a Mother's Day card because it's all for money and not because you actually care about her. Because you want to spend money to support Hallmark, not give a nice thing to your mother.
Yep. So, Anna, I'm sorry that we've been doing this all wrong for the last 100 years, but...
I actually don't really buy cards.
Yeah, but we buy stuff.
Yeah, that's true. We buy stuff.
So, we're... We are, we're destroying Anna's honor.
We're not going by the Mother's Day that she fully intended.
Nope. But that's probably like Christmas and Halloween and Easter. I think we've just demolished every holiday.
Every holiday is about presents.
Yep.
Because the
birthdays.
The more you can get presents in life, the better. Everybody wants presents.
Yeah.
All the moms out there.
She wanted presents, not presents.
Yeah.
And all she just wanted the presents.
All the mothers out there who say that all they really want for Mother's Day is a few hours of quiet with nobody at home and don't have to do any housework and blah, blah, blah. They're lying. Because I want that stuff, but I also want presents.
You just want presents. Not presents.
No, I just told you that, like, I want some quiet, so don't want your presents. If you can leave me some gifts on your way out the door.
Okay. Do you want a clue?
For what?
Your gifts?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm probably going to get them in less than 12 hours.
Yep, you're probably correct.
I'll probably get them as soon as I wake up, as soon as you wake up, because let's face it, on Mother's Day, the mother is still the first one awake with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Because you're the mother.
That's the whole point.
I mean,
point
if
of
you
day.
Weren't taking care of the kids, then you wouldn't be a mother anymore. So what would be the point?
There'd be no point.
Nope.
No point at all.
Love you, mothers.
All the mothers. Ooh, she organized boycotts on Mother's Day and threatened to issue lawsuits against the companies involved. She argued that people should appreciate and honor their mothers through handwritten letters, expressing their love and gratitude instead of buying gifts and pre-made cards. She's intense.
She hated Mother's Day.
She protested a candy makers convention in Philadelphia in 1923 and at a meeting of American War Mothers in 1925. By this time, carnations had become associated with Mother's Day, and the selling of carnations made by the American War Mothers to raise money angered Jarvis, who was arrested for disturbing the peace.
Jesus!
Her holiday was adopted by other countries and now is celebrated all over the world.
Like, I think she probably ended up dying from, like, sadness of Mother's Day.
So Mother's Day wasn't at all what... She fought so hard to get it to be a national holiday, became one. She protested it, tried to sue companies, and then it became a worldwide holiday. Things did not turn out as planned for her at all.
I think it's... That's almost like people like that do fails on Facebook and stuff.
And this is not, did not go as planned?
You, like, you do something and fail on Facebook, and then it gets shared around everywhere. You're like, no! No, you like posted it just to see, might get a couple of views, and then it gets out to a million people and ruins your life.
I feel like that's 98% of my life. I had better intentions than what it turned out to be. It sounded like a really good idea at the time. I planned it really well in my head because I'm an overthinker, and then I didn't overthink it correctly, and...
Yeah, but she actually got what she wanted.
It failed.
She got what she wanted.
But she didn't at the same time, because nobody was writing handwritten letters.
Yeah, but she wasn't arguing about the pencil companies that she was using all the lead for these handwritten letters.
I expect every child out there to, at one point in their life, write a handwritten letter to their mother for Mother's Day. Now, I say this...
For Anna Jarvis.
And next year and every other following year, I probably won't remember, and I'll probably just walk up and down the aisles of Target or something trying to find a gift like I do every other year. But... Maybe one time I'll do it, maybe.
And you can put at the end, for Anna.
In honor of Anna.
Yep. but you it has to be honor with like H-O-N-O-U-R.
Like the English spelling? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
In 1912, Anna Jarvis trademarked the phrases Second Sunday in May and Mother's Day and created the Mother's Day International Association. She specifically noted that mothers should be a singular possessive for each family to honor its own mother, not plural possessive, commemorating all the mothers in the world. So you have to have the apostrophe in there to make it like ownership of your one mother, not Mother's Day without the apostrophe. You make it all the mothers.
So they really, she just wanted you to celebrate your mother.
Yes. Yes. This is also the spelling used by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson in his presidential proclamation, by the U.S. Congress and relevant bills, and by various U.S. presidents in their proclamations concerning Mother's Day.
We just really screwed up this holiday.
We did. We did.
Or did we make it better?
This is funny because it says honoring motherhood in this sentence, and honoring is spelled H-O-N-O-U-R-I-N-G.
Because you got to do it fancy. All fancy-like.
They call it Mothering Sunday in the United Kingdom or in Greece, the Eastern Orthodox celebration of the presentation of Jesus Christ to the temple. I don't know what that means. What does that have to do with mothers?
What?
Jesus Christ had a mother, I guess.
Yes.
Usually. In most, most stories that I've read.
Mary.
Yeah.
I think it was Mary.
Yes. Mary and Joseph was his father. Actually, God was his father, but Joseph probably adopted him and helped raise him.
Yep.
Both the secular and religious Mother Day are present in Greece. Mothering Sunday is often referred to as Mother's Day, even though it's an unrelated celebration. What is Mothering Sunday then? I will click it. It's the fourth Sunday in Lent. Mothering Sunday is a holiday celebrated by Catholic and Protestant Christians in some parts of Europe. It falls on the fourth Sunday in Lent, exactly 3 weeks before Easter. Once observed as a day on which people would visit their mother church, it has become an occasion for honoring the mothers of children and giving them presents. It just took a total turn. It went your mother church, like being the church you go to the most, to, here mom, here's your gift. It is increasingly being called Mother's Day, although it has always been a secular event quite different from the original Mothering Sunday. In the UK and the Republic of Ireland, Mothering Sunday is celebrated in the same way as Mother's Day is celebrated elsewhere.
Hmm. Mothering Sunday.
Mothering Sunday.
Mothering.
Mothering.
Mothering. Mothering.
Ex-communist countries usually celebrated Socialist International Women's Day instead of more capitalist Mother's Day.
What?
Do I have to really have to read that again?
Yeah.
Ex-communist countries usually celebrated the Socialist International Women's Day instead of the more capitalist Mother's Day.
Women's Day?
Yeah.
So you just celebrate women?
Yes.
Screw the mothers?
Yes.
Kids or no kids?
Exactly.
We're celebrating you.
Because being a woman can be hard sometimes.
Oh my God.
There's so many things that happen in life. We won't get into that though. That's for a different podcast. Some ex-communist countries, such as Russia, still follow this custom or simply celebrate both holidays, which is the custom in Ukraine.
Okay.
I was going to sneeze.
Oh my God.
And then it's got a whole list of when all these different countries celebrate Mother's Day, and I just can't go through all that.
Madre's Day.
It's celebrated in more than 46 countries throughout the world. On this day, most people pray in churches in honor of mothers, while some gift them presents on this day to express their love. Some have dinner at home with the family. One of the most popular ways people celebrate Mother's Day is by giving their mother a card and a bouquet of flowers. As it is a holiday, some people prefer to go out for a picnic to celebrate this festival. In schools, kids dedicate poems to their mothers and also perform various roles on this day.
Yeah.
I wish it was rolls, like R-O-L-L-S, and that means the kids bake their mother's rolls and let them eat them, because I love rolls.
Yeah. You love carbohydrates.
I do.
You love bread.
Bread, so good.
You love that bread.
I do. And yeah, that's about it. Now it's just by country how they say it in every language
or something. Madre's Day, Moder's Day.
Oh, nope. This is just, instead of a chart of when they celebrate it, it's actually telling you the exact day, one at a time, when they celebrate it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Anna?
Anna Jarvis?
Sorry that your day got screwed up.
We appreciate everything you did for the mothers with all of the greatest intentions you have. And we apologize from the depths of our hearts, because there's two of us, that we screwed it up.
We really screwed it.
As a mother, I can say I do enjoy the way we celebrate now. My 4-year-old cannot give me a handwritten letter expressing his love. He can write his name.
Yep, that's all you should have needed.
And he does that all the time. He'd probably hand me a paper with his best friend's names on it instead.
So you're greedy.
So.
Very greedy.
I am. I'm greedy. I like presents. Who doesn't?
Me.
Oh, good, because you're really hard to buy presents.
So that is it for the Mother's Day episode. So go out, buy yourself an Anna Jarvis t-shirt for your mom. Say, hey, this is the lady that started it all for you. This is the lady that gave birthing rights. Just kidding.
And she didn't do that, but you never know. Maybe if we ever get really famous, we'll get t-shirts made with Anna Jarvis's face on it. Because she was one.
She's the real Mother's Day OG.
She's a real MVP.
She is.
Mother's Vice President.
But already, happy Mother's Day. Make sure to review us on iTunes.
Share with your friends.
Comment. Subscribe. Like us on Facebook. The Wiki Whack.
Do whatever you want. I mean, not whatever you want. Do those things, but in whichever order you'd like to do them in.
Yes. I would prefer you leave a review or listen to this first. Leave a review. Leave a comment. Like us on Facebook. Share with your friends, all in that order, please.
And subscribe.
Ooh, okay.
Because if you subscribe, then it automatically, as soon as you hit a Wi-Fi area, your iTunes will automatically download the newest episode.
So subscribe, then write a review, rate it, like us on Facebook, share it.
With your friends, because you can hit the share button on Facebook.
And share it with your mother.
Tell your mother that for Mother's Day, all you really want is for her to give us a listen.
Yep. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.